Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a couple of our good friends, a couple of our great Brain Trust members on the show with us right now at the same time. John Harrison is the founder of Aspire Financial Advisors. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a certified financial planner and a ordained minister, and our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. Olala Njinga is with us too. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Groups. She is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She is one of my favorite people on the planet, the two of them. And so let's get her in here. Olala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. John and Olala know each other because I've made sure that that happened. They've been on the show with me before together. Both of these folks are Black Americans. They're both business owners. And are critical thinkers and intellectually, both are very intellectually honest. And it's two of the things that I admire about them a lot. I've asked them to join us, to talk to us. I'd like to get their perspective on what's happened in Harrison, Missouri, with the shooting death of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old young man, by the police officer, and all the things that have happened since then. And so, John, I'm going to let you go first because you gave me quite a few things to think about, and I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to ask Olala to respond. Give us a minute or two tour of what you think about what's going on in Ferguson.
Sure. I think it's a difficult situation that has arisen out of this tragedy, partly because it's not one issue. It's at least five or six of them, I think, that's involved with this. It makes even the discussion difficult. I think at the first and more basic level, it has to do with the appropriateness of the response of the police officer who shot Michael Brown. There is an issue at law called disparity of force, and it has to be determined whether or not the situation he was in warranted shooting the young man. Mm-hmm. What autopsy reports now suggest was at least six times. Then there's the proportionality of the police force's response to the protests that arose. It's when we first started getting the image of policemen riding what looked like minesweepers and anti-tank vehicles, mm-hmm. wearing almost desert camouflage to police a town of 21,000 people in a Midwestern suburb. I think surprised a lot of people, and so the mm-hmm. militarization.
The optics, you're not saying that the police don't have a right to protect themselves, but the optics didn't look right, did it?
It really did not.
Yeah.
And then you add in the fact that given both the circumstances and the larger history of the country, there are a lot of people who simply did not trust the local police authorities to investigate themselves.
So Ferguson, Missouri has become a little bit of a petri dish of problems.
Yes.
On a number of levels. It's demographically upside down in many ways, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that in a little bit. John, I want to get Olala's take on this before we go to a break. Olala, what are your thoughts?
Well, normally John and I are on opposite sides of the fence when it comes to some issues, but this time we are smack dab on the same team here. I share many of his concerns and his thoughts. I read his notes prior to. We are dealing with multiple issues, and I think that the larger issue is that we really need to think about what's happening to humanity as a whole, and unfortunately, this kind of situation illuminates some of the injustice that certain groups within our collective humanity feel like there's always been a historic injustice, and that they're not being heard, and then it spills over into other issues, and so looking forward to us having a deeper dive into that.
Well, one of the things that as an observer of all this, trying to be as dispassionate as possible as a reporter on these things, one of the things, John, to speak to your first point, we don't know whether there's a disparity of force yet, right? We don't know the answer to that. And a lot of, because we don't know that, but because it's been thrust in our face by the media and by the mishandling of by some politicians and by perhaps the overreach by some other politicians, this is, in my opinion, this has become a bigger flashpoint than it had to be. And we'll sort all this out, and we'll come back after these messages with our good friends John Harrison and Ulala Njinga. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.